And this weekend, it's the preliminary finals in the Aussie NWFL. It's the Danny McCarthy Hankook Tires final series. And to go through those three big games, we say good morning to Kim Miles. How are you this morning, Kim?
Yeah, good morning, Lee.
Before we look into the Penguin Wynyard clash at La Trobe tomorrow afternoon, it's a bit of celebration for one player and a very talented sportsman too. I play cricket with and against Zach Smith on the cricket field, but he'll be suiting up tomorrow for his 269th game.
Yes, and he adds to the Cats significant history when he plays his 269th and overtaking his great mate Daniel Franks, break that game's record. That's Chook to his teammates. This is a former coach and senior skipper who has three premierships to his name, which includes two best-on-ground performances. He's also won the prestigious Darryl Baldock Medal and has multiple club best and fairest awards. In addition, he's represented the league several times in interstate rep games. He's a tough little hombre in the clutches and a favourite son of the Wynyard faithful. So congratulations to Zach on the significant landmark in a decorating career thus far.
Well done, Zach, for what he's achieved. 269 games, fantastic, and all the very best with him and his team tomorrow. Now, Wynyard are playing Penguin at La Trobe at 2:20, and they got there because they defeated Burnie last Sunday.
They did, and all roads will lead to La Trobe tomorrow, Lee, for this blockbuster prelim final between Penguin and the Wynyard Cats. Penguin went down by 10 points in last week's second semi-final encounter with Devon Port after leading for most of the day and have made just the one change. Back in the Two Blues lineup come fiery utility Jack Weller, who replaces ruckman Josh Stafford, who heads back to the reserves. The Cats have regained star recruit Sharon Egger, who has been hampered by hamstring strain since 2015, and he replaces the promising youngster, Nuff Fleming. Wynyard defeated Penguin in two of their three roster matches this season, with both teams eager for another crack at Devonport in next week's grand final. Both sides boast in-form ruckman, with Penguin's Dylan Bramage up against Tom Charles, and their clash will be pivotal to the end result. The Two Blues have Liam Viney, Luke Russell, Matt Elliott and Jacob Brown in good touch around the packs, and that quartet will again need to be at their absolute best to contain Callum Kabicki, Zach Smith, Zach Marshall and the Sharman brothers, that's Bo and Billy. Up forward, the Two Blues will again be looking for a sustained effort from the high-marking Jack Templeton, Joel O'Donnell, Jackson Beattie and coach Maverick Weller. Not an easy task against a miserly Cat defensive unit led by Matty Bugg, Harry McIver, Jacob Hamill and co-captain Geordie England. Wynyard will be relying on forwards Stuart Turner, Connor Barling, Zach Marshall, Sharon Egger and veteran Alan O'Sine to contribute to their scoreline. Their clash with Penguins Julian Brown, Randall Hardy, Toby Skeen and Sammy Mitchell will be a highlight. Now, Lee, the Cats were super impressive in ending Burnie's season last Sunday and looked sharp in both defence and up forward. Conversely, the Two Blues missed several relatively easy shots on goal against the Magpies, which cost them a direct passage to the grand final. This game will again be close, but if the Two Blues can improve on their accuracy, I think they can get through for another crack at Devonport. So, Penguin narrowly for me, Lee.
So the team that finished on top after the home and away season, Penguin should go in and meet Devonport the following week in what promises to be a ripping prelim final tomorrow afternoon at La Trobe. That's 2:20 start for Penguin and Wynyard. Good luck to all the teams there. And it just speaks volumes, Kim, doesn't it, of these two clubs, because they'll be playing in the reserves prelim final tomorrow afternoon. That starts at 12:20. The Blues, the Double Blues and the Cats.
Yeah, so look, Penguin finished in second place with 15 wins in the roster series, where Wynyard were 3 games adrift. Two Blues in third place, recording 12 wins. Both teams have several players with senior experience and have left lots of job in that one. I'd call that one, Lee. In the under-18s, Burnie Dockers will be up against La Trobe. And despite the impressive form shown by La Trobe in the back half of the season, I'm leaning towards Burnie to get home in a thriller in their match starting, as you mentioned, at 10:30 a.m.
So all games start at 10:30 with the under-18s, followed by the reserves at 12:20, then the seniors at 2:20. That's the Danny McCarthy Hankook Tires final series, prelim finals, to get along and support those games tomorrow. And we must also make mention too, Kim, it's level 2 status for wearing masks tomorrow. I think it's capped at 2,000, isn't it?
It is, and it worked quite well at Penguin last week, so there weren't too many to complaints.
Mm. One question I'd just like to raise. I mean, a couple of weeks ago in Launceston, we had the AFL game in Launceston. That was capped at 10,000. So how can we have 10,000 in one ground and 2,000 at the other? I know it's just, part of the COVID situation, but it can be quite puzzling, can't it?
It can be, mystifying. But I believe that next week plans are underway to increase the crowd numbers for the grand final, which will be magnificent.
5,000, I think that is. We'll catch up with you next Friday because the grand final is nearing, isn't it? Between who's going to win tomorrow between Penguin and Wynyard for the right to take on Devonport in the grand final. Good on you, Kim Miles. Always appreciate your time. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your footy.
Thanks very much, Lee.